Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Yo. All right. We only got three songs. We got Twilight Soundtrack.
Wow.
Yep, we got ESPN.
How they pick those three?
I don't know. And we got Green Park. All right. So that's what we got. And we got 25 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. This thing calling me. All right. Did you load up so you can at least see on your screen?
That's you. You got that.
I ain't gonna do that.
I'm straight freestyle.
Why would I do that?
I'm straight freestyle.
Okay. Why I can't freestyle then?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, I got to set up the show.
That's
I got to pull out all the information.
Hear that in the back of in the background all day. Click, 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 click. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, hey, go ahead, man. I chill on that.
Oh, shit. Texans are 11-4. Broncos 10-5.
Yeah. Texans and Titans going to have a good matchup.
He left the chat.
Who?
Next, please. Well, he left the tournament chat. And then he just asked me for proof again. Tripping. Well, I tell you. Anyway. I tell you. So, all right. How we gonna do this? We ain't got no music, no introduction, or nothing.
I mean, I can add that. I can add the music. You need crazy music.
I don't even know, but we ain't got no intro music to come in or nothing, but whatever. All right. Well,
that's that bass.
Let's go. Let's go. Let me see if... see what old Nuke doing. Maybe he'll jump on.
You should have had that before the 30 minutes started. What are you talking about?
I would have had somebody already told me they was going to actually do something.
Oh, boy. I told you that at 12 o'clock. So I got 2 hours.
Oh, God.
This guy thought I was going to flake out so he can go get some Popeyes.
You are faking out. Are you still faking out? You over there clicking?
Yeah.
And ain't paying attention.
Bro, you're not even ready to go.
Yo.
You know what I had to do? I had to log into my computer, log into my phone. Yeah, what was up? I had to log into my phone, internet, to pull up Blog Talk. Then I had to log into... Maybe Damian Villa, maybe Ray Allen said, all right. I need another base. I can hear it if it goes like that. Mm-hmm. Faster base. No, because they're saying slightly late.
All right, man. Well, I don't know. We don't have nobody.
I can't wait.
All right, bro, you ready?
Yep. Call post-production, Playboy. Post-production.
Yo. Welcome to the Fight Club Edition, fellas. We back one more time, trying to bring it to you one more time. It's almost playoffs time. Playoffs. So look. Me and your boy Tim the Ghost in the building, trying to bring a quick show to you. Talk about these people that's, you know, maybe they done clinched the playoffs. They think they're going. They still got a chance. They in the hunt. Just trying to talk about those, you know, give some people some perspective on some things. We're going to jump into it a little bit, you know, get some of the heat off our chest about what, some of the woes that Tim is going through, you know, being at the bottom of the league, you know. Going through some of the Jets coming in from the bottom to the top with a new GM type stuff like that. You know, talk about people that was on the ledge, you know, like Acid Puff that, you know, hopped out the lead because he lost to, you know, your boy Balboa. Stuff like that, you know. Let's hop into it.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. It's been a long time. We should have never left you guys, man. What are we doing? We're back in Fight Club Radio? Fight Club Radio? This Fight Club Madden, right? It's Fight Club Madden?
It's Fight Club Madden, baby.
Yeah. So, what is this?
So, look what we got, man. You got your boy. What we think about old boy Havoc out here with 49
and
turn it around?
Introduce yourself, man. Introduce yourself. Let them really know who you really are right there, man. Let them know who you are.
All right. Well, they already know who I am, but I throw it out there. You know, people don't realize this is just for the new guys, actually. This your boy Balboa, a.k.a. the most feared, with the Bucks out here, the Tampa Bay Bucks out here, the boys that's out of the FLA. Most people don't want to see them. They hate to play them because it's an easy win for me, or I change the game for them. So that's who I am. That's the skills I bring to this. And let them know who you are. You know, I'm going to introduce you. This your boy Tim the Ghost.
Uh-oh.
You know, he brings a certain level of Madden to you. This is the level that when he don't care or missing the game, don't care, giving you the
don't
boys
do
win.
That. Don't do
you know,
that.
He ain't played
don't
in a minute, and he ain't played serious in a minute, so that's because everybody's beating up on him, and then he just quit and stuff like that. You know, some of y'all know that because y'all done, you know, skeeted all over his. But, you know,
cut it out.
Anyway,
cut it out.
Look, man, we got some good matchups, man. We got a bunch of people out here. You got your boy Havoc out here, 14-1. He didn't already clinch. The Chargers out here, 13-2, already clinched. The Cowboys, Rush, we know he already clinched, man. You got the Seahawks out here and already clinched. The Jets, the new owners, the Jets done came out here already clinched. The Titans, the Texans. Texans are surprised. Got them Falcons. No surprise, your boy. Hot shot. Supposedly the favorite to get to the bowl, but I doubt it. Look like the 49ers and the Cowboys might have something to say about that. Even the Jets might have something to say about that. Everybody else, you kind of in the running. So don't worry about it. If you don't get your shot, if you don't make it, don't worry about it. You sit back, eat some popcorn, watch the game. We'll broadcast it. It's not a big deal.
You said a lot right there. You said a lot. You brought up a lot of the guys that are in the playoffs. I'll tell you, the most surprising person that's in the playoffs for me right now is Chaps. I'm surprised Chaps turned his Madden life around, man, from a little pebble. We used to have Chaps. Chaps used to go 14-2, 13-3,
I know,
12,
dog. He done grown
4.
Up to
he
a
used
nice
to,
young man. Nice young man. We done spanked him so much. He just done grown up to a young man.
He was thriving. He was thriving. I'm going to tell you what happened. He was thriving. Yeah, and that's when Fight Club was first getting off. So he was like one of the original members. And then next thing you know, our recruiting efforts went out, and you know, you start bringing in that competition, and things kind of he had to hit the bottom.
Out.
Yeah, he bounced back, and then we got you bugging in the same division. Representing, coming out, hey.
And you Bucks actually been Indiana. Winning some quality games, dog. Quality games. I'm surprised. But so let's do this, man. I'm gonna throw three quick games out there because we ain't gonna waste a lot of time. Throw three quick games out, maybe four, that could be highlighted games of this week. Week 17. They mean a lot. They mean a lot, right? So you got your boy shut down out here on the Colts. Playing the Jaguars, what you think about that? Is shut down back, or is he just going to give up?
I got shut down. Shut down, went on the ship, came back, you know. Been representing, I got shut down winning this one. I got shut down winning this one. If it's not a forced win, he's going to win this one. He'll win out regardless.
All right. I'm going to throw your boy Trojan Man, them Bengals, out here versus the Steelers. Yes, sir. Trojan Man, the Steelers. You know, that's a heated matchup right there.
It is. That's a critical one. I would have thought in that division that Hutch, the Steelers, had that division locked down. Ravens weren't doing anything. The Browns with OV was kind of hit or miss, and then Trojan really typically would win that division, but Hutch had the lead, and then Hutch lost to OV last week. Jeez. Lost to OV last week. So, you know, him and Trojan would be I got Hutch winning this one. It's so tough. Hutch only threw for 35 yards a game, but I got Hutch winning this one. I got him winning.
You got Hutch winning that one. Okay. All right. See, I figured you should know, right? Because both of those guys, you should know their skills, because both of them, I think, from what I researched, they both beat you by something like 30 or 40 points. I figured you should have a better grasp. Well, I couldn't really make the call. So, but if it was me, I would say Trojan Man, simply because Trojan Man has a more well-rounded game, right? Yes, sir. He don't really pass the ball that much. He going to run the ball, and he going to get stuff. Plus, he just got smoked by OV. Shout out to the big OV out there trying to make them Browns. What's happening out there with you. But, yes, sir, yeah, he going down with the ship. So let me bring up somebody else. Your boy Nuke, yeah, he trying to slide in there, but he going to get beat by the Dolphins more than likely. But you got a good game, Man on Fire versus the Broncos.
You know what? Right. That's a division game. They're both in my division. I'll say this. I'm surprised with Man on Fire. He's having a great season. Last season, typically his first two seasons in here, he was known as the complainer. He couldn't win with any kind of team. He usually had the Cowboys, complained about him, got the Chargers, complained about him. But he finally got in that lab and got tired of taking those L's, and look at him, 14-2. He's a man on a mission. I got
Come on, spit it out.
It's tough to go against. No, it's not that tough.
I promise you. Look. Let me help you out. Next, please. Okay. I hear Next, Please got a bunch of glitchy tight runs, man. I gotta watch that game. I'm gonna have Man on Fire twitch that game. I gotta see what's up about that game, man. Because Man on Fire versus you know, Next, Please, that's serious. That's a serious game. And Man on Fire is one of those sneaky undertone guys that like to play the game. He don't really talk trash, but he come in and win, and he got a high record. So that's probably why he is where he is in this division and in this game right now. But I don't really think he had a skill level to go anywhere in the playoffs. So we'll have to see about that. But so I'm going to throw another quick game or two up, man, and then we're going to jump in. We might have a guest on the line here. Havoc. The 49ers versus Chocolate on the Seahawks.
Ooh.
Call that game, bro. That's one of the games of the week right there. Havoc versus the 49ers versus Seahawks. What you got on that?
I'll make it quick. I got Seahawks.
You got the Seahawks? Okay. That's
actually
an upset.
I hate to go with that. I'm going with the upset. I got Seahawks on this one.
Fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, he's really doing that probably because he's an admin. I get that. Chuck, I'm rooting for you, bro, but he probably going to get smoked. This is around that time, if y'all don't remember, in history where chocolate usually gets a lot better towards the end of the, like, maybe the second or the third season. Then he tries to make a championship run around the third, fourth season, something like that, before we do a reboot.
That's a little early. Uh-huh.
It's a little early, so that's why I'm saying Chalk probably going to get smacked. He's going to be a little pissed at Havoc. Or Havoc could duck him, and then, and, you know what I'm saying, it could be a little different.
Listen, I can see Chalk. I think Chalk is a good matchup for Havoc. I think Chalk has problem with Hot Chalk, but I think him and Havoc match up really well together on that part of it.
Okay. All right, all right. And I'm going to throw this last game out there. These are two people that just snuck into the playoffs. You got your boy Chaps on the Titans versus you bugging on the Texans. Two people that just snuck in there. We just had that conversation. Two people that just barely snuck in there.
Well, and now the playoffs not decided. Playoffs not decided yet. This is week 17. So, listen, this could go either way. We've already called it. I think you bugging will win this game. You know what? They played before, and you bugging let Chaps beat him, and you bugging thinks Chaps is the worst player in the world. And so they need to twitch this game. This is going to be good because you bugging went on a long rant about how bad Chaps is, and Chaps like, well, I just beat you. So what are you saying? I got you bugging to get a rematch and get and win this one right here. I got him winning this one.
All right, all right. Well, look, we got a guest that's calling in. We're gonna check in on the line, man, and see what's up before we hop off. We need to check in and see who this is. Let's see what we got. We got a caller. Found out who it is, man. All right, check this out, fellas. Y'all gonna like this. This is what we call a rookie trying to come on the show, right? This your boy. The Bills, that feels like he's one of the best players out there. He do have some skill level. He came in highly recommended, but have we seen enough to say he's going to make it in the playoffs? He obviously not making playoffs this time, but can he be a force? I don't know, man. A lot of people say he's not really that guy, but then, you know, you get some people that say he is. So let's bring him on. Let's see what's up, man. Let's holler at him. Let the rookie say something. Let's give him his 5 minutes of fame, man.
Let's get him in here. Let's
Yo, JP.
What's good?
Hey, man, you on the horn, dog. We trying to get your 5 minutes of fame, man. We trying to see what's up. Are you good enough to be in this league, man? Do you have a skill set, or are you just giving up? Is that what it is? That's why you losing now? You giving up? Or, please tell me.
Nah, for sure. I believe I got the skill set. I got a new playbook coming next year that I just found out that I was good at playing other users. But I'm not going to use it at the end of this season. I'm going to take my loss, so I'm going to use it next season so nobody sees it. It got a lot of schemes to it. I'm going to be ready next year, and I signed all my good players back. We're going to be ready.
Okay.
I plan on winning the division.
All right, so do this. For the people, in a quick 60 seconds, tell the people who you are, what you about, you know what I'm saying? Have you won any championships lately, recently, this Madden, last Madden? What leagues you come from?
I came from many leagues with Most Hated Nephew, Bull, and I've always been a championship contender. I've won about 7 rings in this Madden, got runner-up a couple times. This league has been the most challenging league that I've been in for sure. But I know I can step up. I'm a run first offense this year, but next year I'll be a pass first. You know, Tavon was killing boys on the ground, but you know, the people started figuring out what I was doing. So yeah, that's a lot about me right there.
I heard you.
Tavon is an animal, man. Tavon was an animal out there. I hated playing against him. Get Tavon. Jeez. Animal out there, man.
He's coming back next year. He won an MVP. He won one.
Yeah.
Ooh, MVP. What you getting, about 150 XP for that? You need to go on and trade him over here. I got that first round pick for you, first overall. I know you want it. Come on and get it. So all right. So we got a few minutes left in the show, man. JP, who out of all the people you done played so far, who would you say? Give me 3 people that warrants. Let's just say they got skill. How about that? That you like, you might have looked at him, you played him, like, damn, he got some skill. It might have been a hard game to win where you was really trying.
Ooh, the 3 people. All right, so the Titans, even though I beat him, I could tell he had a bad game. I low-key won by luck, but I could tell he was very decent. The all
right.
The Patriots, it looks like he has a bad record, but he beat me bad in the beginning of the season. I don't know if it was just because I was playing bad or he was that good, but he was killing me.
Really?
Then, yeah. Then
Corn
the Lions.
Corn is sneaky good. He's sneaky good.
The Lions.
Yeah, when he won it.
I think the Lions went for 400 rushing yards on me in one game.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Couldn't stop him. But I got a different defensive and offensive scheme, and I'm ready next year. You'll see. All
right. Who's the next guy? Give me one more. Give me one more guy.
Who else did I play?
Because who you got? Have you played like Havoc or Hot Shot, or has he played like a?
He's AFC.
I haven't played any of them, but I've heard a lot about whoever the Cowboys is. I heard he's the truth. I haven't played any of them.
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I, you know, I might have got a sneaky win on him once or twice, you know.
Yeah, he probably won one championship or two, you know. This man, you know.
Yeah, he good, bro. He good. So it's cool, man. We having a good year, man. Everybody, so it's time to get some new recruits to come in. A lot of good people that's about to come in. If you got some, you know, some recommendations or somebody that you know that's good that can give these boys a challenge, let us know. But
for sure.
Some of the people that might be inactive gonna get the Timberland boot.
Yeah,
I'll throw it out there, and we're gonna get a couple of them out of here. But outside of that, man, I'm actually looking forward. So do this. I know you don't want to give it away, JP, but just do this. How does somebody slow the Bills down? Like I know it's a weird question to ask, but I kind of saw you play once or twice where somebody did like a backdoor twist to kind of see how you play, and you got down. So I'm trying to say, but how do you? What's something that's hard for you to stop, or what? How do you get stopped? How should I say that? Because your team's stacked. So I'm saying, how do you get slowed down?
If I were to play myself to stop me, I would force me to pass the ball because Tyrod, he's a little inaccurate, and I don't have very good receivers. But in the offseason, I'm going to look to rebuild that receiver, maybe get another quarterback, or I might keep Tyrod, but that's what I would do. I would send a blitz and stay man because my receivers aren't good at route running. But that's what I would do this year. Next year, it's not promised. I got a different scheme.
Different scheme, so that's why it's not going to matter what he's telling us now.
Listen, right now.
Can't tell you how to stop me next year.
Your toughest opponent next year is in your division. Whether you know it or not, I'm just kind of giving you the heads up. The Jets.
Yep. Oh, I forgot.
You know,
he's very elite. I got something for him, though.
Yeah.
Got something for him?
Yeah.
I got something for him.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's going to be – so Tim, what you got for him, man? You got anything else you want to add, man? We got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
Just want to tell him, welcome to the league. Welcome to Fight Club. You're going to get a lot of things in Fight Club. I don't know about a championship, but you're going to get a lot of things in Fight Club. We'd love to have you in there, man. I'm telling you, if you can get out of that AFC, you're in the AFC East. If you can get out of the AFC East, you got a shot, man.
A plan on it.
You might have a little shot. Maybe. But we're gonna see where you're at. These playoffs, hopefully we're going to, you know, do some twitching, get these out here, man. You need to join us once or twice in these in the tournaments. We're about to have a tournament probably tonight. You know, get out there, do some things. See how the guy you can at least see, you know, see the Jets play. Some of these guys, Hot Shot. See how these guys. You know, join us out there, man. But outside of that, man, you know, we got a few minutes left. But, look, the league is rolling, fellas. We appreciate everybody, man. We make a lot of hard calls, you know, we have to. But we try to be as much, you know, as fair as possible on everything. You know what we got, fellas. I'm gonna put you on hold. Unless you got something else to add to us, JP, what you want to give us, man? Tell us what you want to tell us about yourself. You want to tell us about your run? Give it away. Tell us how good you are in the running.
I'm cool. Just know I will be in the Super Bowl next year, guaranteed.
Oh, shit.
Guaranteed.
All right, Tim. Put that in the books. You heard the man say,
I'm trying.
I just want you to mark that down. We're gonna put that on the record on the on the snippet. We need to replay that. Man say he's gonna be in the championship.
Yeah.
I'll be cool if you just make it to the Final Four. I'll shut my mouth. I'm good.
Okay.
But anyway, man, we out of here, man. It's Fight Club, bro. Thank you for joining us, man. JP, we appreciate it, bro. Hey Tim, man, it's time to roll out of here. So look, hit him with a few updates on what we got, man, before we roll out.
All right. Fellas, listen, it's Fight Club. It's the best league on the planet, Fight Club, man. We're out here. We got tournaments. We'll plug you everywhere. We got the website. You hit the website. You got the Twitter page. We got the tournaments. We got the leagues. We got everything. We got the best competition in the world. So if you're listening and you want a challenge, you don't have to go any further than Fight Club. If you can win in Fight Club, buddy, you can win anywhere. That's all I'm going to say about it. If you can win in Fight Club, you can win anywhere at that point, man. But, hey, we thank all your listeners for coming in. Thank our guests. Thanks, JP, for coming on, man. Hope to have you on again. And, hey, the Fight Club, we out.
All right, we out, fellas. We out it.